The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along, everybody. You are listening to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We go to Sligo on this Tuesday evening for a 7-race card. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on the preview by Andy Holding. How are you today, Andy?
Good morning, Sam. I'm very well, mate.
Good stuff. And good evening's racing coming up from Sligo tonight. Looking forward to it?
I am, yeah. It's not exactly the standard that we're going to be seeing this afternoon at Royal Ascot, of course. But, you know, winners are there to be found and... away from the Royal Meeting, it's obviously a lot less competitive, and hopefully we can nick a few quid tonight.
As you mentioned, sometimes these low-profile meetings are a little bit easier than the standout racing such as Ascot to actually make money from. The first race that we'll come to, though, from Sligo is the 5:45, 6 furlong contest. This 11 runners down to go to post for two-year-olds, and the betting looks like this morning. Ooh La La is your 9-4 favourite, Sir Aston 3-1, Redhead Mary 9-2, Spirit of Wedster 6-1. It's 12-1 or bigger the remainder. A couple of unraced types in this field, Andy. Who are you looking at?
Well, I like to go the ones that have had a run here, and particularly those that have been favourably drawn. The lower the better, really, because there's a very much a pronounced bias to the horses that are racing on the inside rail, and usually front runners tend to dominate at Sligo, particularly when there's a little bit of ease in the ground. So with that in mind, I'm looking towards Ooh La La from the Willy McCreary stable. Of course, this yard had a really nice two-year-old that won over the weekend called Leading Actress, which took the two-year-old maiden race at Cork. So his yard's in good form, and particularly his youngsters are going well. And this horse has had a benefit of a couple of runs, which should stand it in very good stead. First time out, needed it pretty badly behind War Envoy at Nace when a wild outsider, but ran much better on its last start when third behind Stella Street at Ferry House, and that was on yielding to soft ground. Showed really bright pace throughout that race and was only just run out of it in the latter stages by two horses who were very much above average. So I thought that was a really excellent run. You know, she's going to lead here, would have thought, or be very, very close to the pace. And with that in mind, she's going to be quite difficult to peg back from her low draw. The horse that's been put in second favourite this morning represents a yard that is absolutely still firing on all cylinders. And it was interesting that they had a two-year-old winner as well last week at Ferry House. So in the same colours as well. This is, of course, Sir Raston. So definitely worth keeping an eye on that. But I'll stick with Ooh La La. Good draw, plenty of early speed, lots of experience, good speed figure. Everything looks in the favour of that particular individual to justify favouritism.
Fair enough. Ooh La La for Andy in the first from Sligo. That's available at the time of recording at 9-4 right here with William Hill. Second race on the card is the 6:20, another 6 furlong contest. This one, 6 runners down to go to post. And Flick Flack leads the market this morning at 15-8. Talouf is 2-1. Vasilia Gal 9-2 and Miss Galerio at 11-2. And none of these horses are really in sparkling form, I think it's fair to say, Andy. Who are you looking at for this one?
I'm quite keen on the second favourite here. I'm surprised that Talouf has been put in second favourite. I would have had this horse down as the market leader. I thought it was a really good run the other day down in Limerick in what turned out to be the best race on the figures that evening. It was won by Earth Drummer, who'd previously come out of a very good race at Navan. So it was no great surprise to see Jim Broder's Charge take that race. But I thought Talouf, ran respectively. She tracked the pace and, you know, she just run on the one speed a little bit down the lane, but it was still not a bad effort on the numbers. And I just think she might be a little bit more reliable than Flick Flack, who has had quite a long time between drinks. She hasn't won for quite a while. She did run quite well on a seasonal reappearance at Leopardstown beyond Sophisticated Air, but she reverted to type last time out at Cork, and I don't know, I'm just not totally convinced with her overall profile, despite the yard going really well this season. So Talouf, I think, has got fewer convictions, and with a good draw, stall one, and the favourite drawn is stall six on the outside on the wing. Hopefully Declan McDonough can make plenty of use of that inside draw and take the 6:20.
It's the second favourite then for Andy in that one, Talouf, who is 2-1 with William Hill this morning. Move on then to the third race of the night from Sligo, the 6:50, 6 furlong contest. And there's a fairly competitive look to the market here. Three Bells, your market leader, as 11-4. Copper Dock, 7-2. Airlight, 7-2. Pixie Spirit, 4-1. Chilly Billy, 11-2. And it's 8-1, or bigger the field. It looks fairly difficult to call this one, Andy.
Yeah, Chappie, I'll handicap this. A little bit depend on what gets into an early position. No great surprise, therefore, to see Three Bells at one of the market leaders here. Also, given his right conditions, i.e. 6 furlongs, 7 furlongs on good ground, it can be quite dangerous in races such as this. He ran reasonably well down in Fairy House the other day when he was fifth behind Lily's Prince. It was the race, of course, that Pixie Spirit was second in. So I don't think there's a great deal between these two. And the market has settled down with Three Bells being favourite, probably largely due to the favourable draw. A horse that usually races up with the pace as well. When it was in good form last year, he managed to win and make all the running at Fairy House. So definitely going to be dangerous. However, I do quite like Pixie Spirit. He's a horse that I've tipped a few times on the podcast. Regular people that listen into this production, the podcast, would realise that I've tipped James and Ash's Charge quite a few times this season. Unfortunately, he ran on a Saturday a couple of weeks ago, and because we don't do podcasts on a Saturday, I didn't get a chance to tip him, and lo and behold, he went and won. And he did it quite well, actually. He didn't get the best of run through that day, but he did quicken up quite well late on. And I just think the horse is really in good form. And now, it could be a classic case of, if I didn't go to the wedding, don't go to the funeral with this horse. But Apache Gold, who was fourth, has managed to win since. I think the form's quite useful. He's 4-1 with William Hill, and I'll probably go with him each way. So Pixie Spirit, each way, 4-1 in the 6:50.
Pixie Spirit then, an each way pick for Andy in that one. The next race on the card is the 7:20, 1 mile, 2 furlong. We have a short price favourite in Way Down South, who is 11-10 this morning, 9-2 positive vibes. The Fox Tully, 6-1, Burnt Sienna, 8-1, Peggy's Leg, 8-1, Cool Athlete, 9-1, and 14-1, or bigger the remainder. It's been strongly fancied this morning, Way Down South, touched evens earlier in the day. It's come back out now to just a shade of odds against 11-10. Can you look past this horse?
I can't really, to be honest, Sam. I think he sets a fairly decent standard, and the great thing about him as well, he's also quite reliable in this kind of company. He rides here off the back of a win, which can't be said about many of the rest. In fact, a lot of these are basically out of four and just so unpredictable at the moment, whereas Way Down South, I think, has got everything going for him. I thought he did really well to win at Tramore the other day, a track which, of course, plays into his strengths. He stays really well, and he beat a couple of horses who have been plying their trade well over hurdles, Lindenhurst and Kim's Dream. So, there's nothing wrong with that form. And prior to that, he was a very solid runner-up at Clonmel behind the New Ellen, John Ox's Charge, who we tipped on the podcast on that particular evening. But that race also has a bit of a solid look to it. He's dropping back down in trip, but this is quite a stiff track, 1 mile 2, of course. So hopefully that'll play into his strengths. And as I said, it's very difficult to get excited about the rest. So despite, being him a short price favourite, I think he's a worthy one, and 11-10 should be taken.
Yep, there you go then. It's Way Down South, the favourite in that one for Andy. The 7:50 is the next race on the card. 1 mile 2, the trip here. And another even shorter price favourite in this one, in Truth Will Set You Free, who leads the market at 1-2. Queen of Albert, 9-2. Smoker, 11-2. And it's looking hard again to look past the favourites here. Truth Will Set You Free, of course, trained by Dermot Weld, ridden by Pat Smullen, who teamed up for the winner of this race last year. Can you see past it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad keen on taking 1-2 about this horse. Yes, okay, she's got a win next to her name at Sligo. That was a couple of seasons ago, and she ran quite well at Listowel last time out behind M. Dazzler. But she has been a bit hit and miss throughout her career, and I just wouldn't have her in a short, and I wouldn't certainly have Smoker in at 11-2. I do think Paddy Prendergast for you is arguably the value here. In fact, I don't think there's any arguably about it. I do think he's a good price at 11-2. In fact, he's definitely worth a few quid at that price, just to have a bit of interest, have a bit of fun, and maybe turn over the favourite. He didn't stay the trip last time out down in Tipperary, in quite a good race won by Money Spider, who's gone on to win subsequently. And he got trapped on the inside rail as well that day, which ended up being the slowest part of the track. The ground and the trip also found him out at the Curra the time before, behind Thomas Edison, albeit he ran quite well from a bad draw. It was the race also that Truth Will Set You Free was in as well, and she also ran badly in that race. So, as you can see, there's not a great deal between them on that occasion that day, and as I say, 1-2, 11-2 isn't the way I'd see this race. So, I'm going to put up Smoker as the value each way alternative to the favourite.
Andy there, taking on the favourite. He's gone with Smoker at 11-2. Looks quite an attractive price for that one. The penultimate race on the card from Sligo is the 8:20, another 1-mile-2 contest. And Calais and Ato leads the market at 7-2. Bomber Jackson, 9-2. Granny on Fire, 9-2. Mama Sox, 7-1. 10-1 or bigger the field. Who do you fancy in this one, Andy?
Very tentative here, Sam. No particular strong view, but the nominated selection is Granny on Fire from the Markham Mulvaney stable. A filly that hasn't won so far this season, albeit she's run quite well on numerous occasions. Fifth behind Odyssea reads well. The sixth down in Ballybrown wasn't a particularly eye-catching effort at the time, but we've seen several horses out of that race win, including the Ringish King, who won at Leopardstown next time out. And she was in at the deep end again last time out in a 0-70 handicap at Leopardstown, trying to take on a horse like Artful Artist, who absolutely bolted up the time before at Down Royal. She got stuck on the inside rail, but she did keep on quite well for pressure to finish around about 6 lengths behind the wildly impressive winner. So she's just been running okay. She hasn't really, like I say, been setting it on fire, but none of these in this race have either. I mean, you've got a lot of, you know, dodgy looking horses in this race, and despite, you know, the favourite Kayla Nito having reasonable claims on the all-weather, you know, he's not exactly, you know, prolific either. So I'm really, really struggling for inspiration here, as you can tell by my tone, but Granny on Fire comes out well on the figures and has been running okay in these kind of races, so I'll take a chance with her.
Fair enough then, but proceed with caution would be the advice for the penultimate one. The 8:50 is the last race of the evening from Sligo, 1-mile-2 the trip in this one again, and Tarzinha leads the market at 8-15. Madakil is 4-1 second favourite, Laviniad 9-2 and 12-1 bar, and the favourite here looks pretty decent, two good starts under the belt, second at the Curra last time out. Can it go one better today?
Yep, definitely. This is absolutely the penalty kick certainty of the night. In fact, I go as far as to say this is the best 8-15 chance I think I've seen for a long, long time. I got this horse down in about 1-3, 1-4. The horse that beat it last time out, as I said on a previous podcast, is definitely one to keep on the right side of. System Overload, trained by Gerlines, is one of the biggest improvers I've got on my speed figures over in Ireland so far this season. I think he's going to take high rank next time out in a much better race. But that race at the Curra the other day was the fastest furlong per furlong time on the card, so much so that the winner in the second actually ran better than ran a faster time than Indigo Lady did, who won the Group 3 contest for Billy McCree that afternoon. So they were running faster than group horses that day. It was a real proper burner. They went a good gallop from the start, and Tarzinha did absolutely nothing wrong in defeat. She also caught the eye first time out down in Cork when greenness and lack of race knowledge just left her coming up a bit short in that race behind Just Gorgeous. Plain and simply, she's just got everything going for her here. She's by a million miles the best horse in this race. Obviously, you've got to take on board that the second favourite isn't up to scratch on debut before you do weigh in at a short price. So it's probably worth looking at the market, the way that develops for Madakil this morning. But providing she isn't very strong in the market, there really isn't anything left in this race to touch Tarzinha, and I think she'll go for a very, very thin price. But I actually do think 8-15 is quite good value, so she's the strongest bet on the card in the last race.
Strong fancy then for Andy on that one, and if you can get Tarzinha at the 8-15, the advice would be to jump on that when you can before it gets shorter. If you could just walk us through again, Andy, all your picks for the 7 races from Sligo this evening, please.
Yeah, we'll do, Sam, yep. First race, I quite like Ooh La La from an informed stable. In the 6:20, I think Talof is definitely the value to turn over Flick Flack in that 6.5 furlong fillies handicap. The 6.5 furlong handicap in the 6:50 looks a little bit more complex, but hopefully the form revolving around Three Bells and Pixie Spirit will come out on top again, and I'll go with James Nash's Pixie Spirit on this particular occasion. Way Down South looks one of the strongest bets on the card in the mile and a quarter claimer. 7:50, I just think the favourite's a little bit too short for my liking here. Truth will set you free, and I'll take him on or look for an alternative in the shape of Smoker with the blinkers on for the first time. In the 8:20, again, another wildly difficult handicap to assess, but Granny on Fire makes more appeal than most. And in the final race, best bet on the card. I know it's a very short price, but hopefully it'll send punters home very, very happy. Tarzinha should win the last quite comfortably.
Excellent stuff. There we are, the thoughts of Andy Holding on this William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. And remember, you can listen to full commentaries and results from all the day's racing on William Hill's Racing Radio. In the meantime, I've been Sam Norris. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and I hope you enjoy the racing from Sligo tonight.
Yeah, we'll do. Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.